This chazar is echin nishem b'bachichas shvagam b'minim b'seches chulin daf kuf tes. The Gemara is just proving from a brayse that whether or not squeezing out the oster flavor makes the thing mutter, is that he said subject to machlokes tanoim. Frech maracham b'difti esu ravina. It may be that shnayim in the brayse that don't argue regarding that. It may be that everyone agrees that even if the oster flavor is squeezed out, the thing remains oster. Machlokes is whether a like kind thing becomes bottle and other like kind things. Yehuda holds, like he holds well elsewhere, that it does not, and the rabbanon hold like they do elsewhere that it does. And for tomorrow, no. This can't be the machlekes, because if they're simply arguing whether like-kind substances become bottled, then Rebbe should have said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda when he did not stir or cover the pot from the beginning, and I do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda when he did. From the fact that he said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he said, I hold like the Rabbanon, it must be that the Rabbanon of this machlekes, the Rabbanon of this Braisa, hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that like-kind things do not become bottled, and instead the machlekes is whether or not squeezing out the usher flavors makes this thing mutter. The Gemara says, no, this is actually a good answer, and therefore our understanding of the machlekes is correct, which proves that whether or not squeezing out usher flavor makes the thing mutter is actually subject to the machlekes tanaim. Zach, the next mission with regard to an udder. It must be torn open and have its milk removed before its meat is prepared for eating. If it was not torn open and it was prepared, he won't be over for cooking or eating milk, though, with eating meat with milk. With regard to a heart, it must be torn open and have its gathered blood removed before its meat is prepared for eating. If it was not torn open and was prepared, he will not be over for eating blood. The Gemara says it refers to the heart of a bird, which there does not exist a kazayas of blood, but one would be chayev for eating the heart of an animal, which there is a kazayas of gathered blood, as I zokt Rashi. In the name of Rav said, the Mishnah means that if the udder was not cut open, he is not oiver, and if it is even mutter, the Rabbonah. In fact, the Mishnah says he's not oiver, which suggests that it's not oiver, but it would be aser. And more in truth, it's really mutter. However, since the part of the Mishnah regarding the heart has to say he's not oiver, because in that case it is aser drabonon, the first part of the Mishnah also says he's not oiver, even though there's not even an aser drabonon. Maybe we can support this from a brayse. The brayse says the udder must be torn open and the milk drained. But if that's not done, the person is not oiver. The heart must be torn open and his blood drained. And if that's not done, it must be torn open after it's cooked, and then it's mutter. This suggests that it's only the heart that still has to be torn open after it was already prepared, but the udder would not require that, and there would still be mutter. If there were no, and maybe the brisa means that if the preparation, only the heart would become mutter with having it torn open, but that would not be sufficient to make the udder mutter. Other serabs there say, in the name of Rav said, the Mishnah means that if the udder was not cut open, he's not oiver, but it's also drabbonon to be eaten. In fact, maybe we can say the Mishnah supports his view, because the Mishnah says he's not oiver, which suggests that he's not oiver, but it's also. And for tomorrow, no. According to this version, it's that in truth, he would be mutter. However, since the part of the Mishnah regarding the heart has to say he was not oiver, because in that case, it is also drabbonon, so the first part of the Mishnah also has to say he's not oiver, even though there's not even an iser. In fact, Rabbi says the udder has to be torn open and his milk drained, but if it's not done, the person is not oiver. The heart has to be torn open and the blood drained. And if it was not done, it must be torn open after it's cooked, and it's then mutter. This suggests that it's only the heart that still has to be torn open after it was prepared, but the udder would not require that and would still be mutter. After tomorrow, maybe that the brisa means that even after preparation, only the heart would become mutter with having it torn open. But that would not be sufficient, however, to make the udder mutter at that point in time. There's a brisa that says, like the first version of Rav. The brisa says, if an udder was cooked with its milk, it's mutter. If a keva stomach was cooked with its milk, it's aser. The reason for the difference is that the milk in the udder doesn't have the legal status of milk, whereas milk in the stomach, which already left the mother's udder, and therefore it does have the legal status of milk. Zochem Rabbi Yehuda says, the udder must be torn lengthwise and widthwise, and then pressed against the wall to squeeze out its milk. Rabbi Elazar told his attendant, tear an udder for me, and I will eat it. What's he teaching? The Mishnah says this already. If nobody's teaching, that it does not have to be torn lengthwise and widthwise and then pressed against the wall to squeeze out its milk, unless it will be prepared by cooking in a pot as opposed to roasting. Zochmar Maisa Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, asked him, we know that everything that the Torah made aser is also made mutter in some corresponding form. For example, it's also to eat blood, mutter to eat liver, which tastes like blood. It's also to have relations with Anita, mutter to have relations with a woman who is discharged dam tor, blood from having been a basula or having given birth. It's also to eat chelev of a behemoth, mutter to eat chelev of a chaya. It's also to eat chazer, it's mutter to eat the shibut, the fish brains, which tastes like chazer. It's also to eat the gerusa bird, mutter to eat fish tongue that tastes like that bird. It's also to have relations with a married woman, mutter with a divorced woman, even when her ex-husband is still alive. It's also to have relations with a brother's wife, mutter in the case of Yavama. It's also to have relations with a kuti. It's mutter yifas toya. She then said, I would like to taste meat cooked with milk. What would be mutter And what would be a mutter way to do that? Rav Nachman said to his cook, put an udder on a spit and roast it for her with the milk still inside. Our Mishnah said the udder has to be torn open for preparation. Mar said he holds that it's only when it's being prepared by cooking. Our Braisa suggests that even for roasting it has to be torn open chatchila. After Mara, it need not be done chatchila. The reason the Braisa uses verbiage of chatchila is because it then speaks of the milk of the keva stomach, which is also even b'diyevet if it was prepared with its milk. However, in truth, an udder that's roasted does not need to be torn open even chatchila.